Naomi-sensei, this lesson was made to review two things. First,
how to tell time.
And the second, the verb conjugation between dictionary form and the must form. There's a detailed write-up about time and verb conjugation in our lesson notes, so be sure to pick that up at the site. Now, here we'd like to look at informal speech and formal speech, reviewing the verb conjugation between the dictionary form and the must form. So, let's take a look at a sentence from the dialogue.
電車で鎌倉駅に行きます。
To go to Kamakura Station by train. Now, can you put the subject at the beginning and say the same sentence again?
私たちは電車で鎌倉駅に行きます。
We will go to Kamakura Station by train. Now let's break down this sentence.
私たちは
We and the topic marking particle, wa.
電車で
By train. We have the word for train.
電車
And the particle, de. Here, it means by train. Next we have
鎌倉駅に
To Kamakura Station. Here, the ni particle indicates direction.
行きます
To go or will go. Literally, we, by train, to Kamakura Station, will go. Of course, we will go to Kamakura Station by train. Now, Naomi-sensei, what's the formality level of the sentence?
Formal.
Now, when would we use this type of speech, formal?
When people are talking to their bosses, teachers, clients, or strangers.
Basically, people of higher social status.
Hi. And we use dictionary form when we are talking to friends.
And in the past, we, of course, referred to the dictionary form as the informal. It's a much more casual way of speaking. Now, what's the corresponding dictionary form of 行きます?
行く。
Can you say the same sentence, the one we just introduced, using the dictionary form?
私たちは電車で鎌倉駅に行く。
We'll go to Kamakura Station by train. Now, the only difference is the verb form. In formal speech, you use?
行きます。
In informal speech, you say?
行く。
This verb conjugation was introduced in Nihongo Dojo Style You and Beyond, Lesson 19 through 22. So, you may want to check out those lessons. Now, let's take a look at the question sentences.
It's easy. Just add ka at the end of the sentence for formal speech.
So basically, what Naomi-sensei is saying, to form a question in Japanese, the sentence is exactly the same.
Hi.
The only difference, at the end of the sentence, we use the question marking particle ka. Now, this isn't always the case, but this is what we're introducing today.
私たちは電車で鎌倉駅に行きます。
We'll go to Kamakura Station by train. So, this is a statement. It ends with a period. Now, pay attention to the change in what's coming up.
私たちは電車で鎌倉駅に行きますか?
Will we go to Kamakura Station by train? That ka at the end makes the sentence into a question. That's it. No changing of the word order like in English. Just ka at the end.
As for informal speech, you don't have to put anything. Just raise the intonation.
So, we have
電車で鎌倉駅に行く
We'll go to Kamakura Station by train. Now pay attention to the intonation on what's coming up.
電車で鎌倉駅に行く
Will we go to Kamakura Station by train? Also notice how 私たちは was dropped. One more time.
電車で鎌倉駅に行くピーターさん、私お腹ペコペコです。I'm starving. 私、今からランチ食べますが、ピーターさんもランチ行きますか?
じゃあ、カレー食べましょう。
またカレー?
おいしいですよ。
Hmm.
So, Naomi-sensei and I were deciding on where to go, and we decided, of course, on...
カレー。
Curry rice.
カレーか。
Now, what's interesting here is the formality level. This was pretty formal.
はい。
A nice business kind of relationship.
Hi.
Something you'd hear in the office between two co-workers who are still keeping things formal.
Hi.